faithfulness not only in the matter of service as just helping somebody else, but in every believer's house. I really believe, and I want us to kind of not to forget that aspect of faithfulness. In the book of Malachi, the people of God were not faithful God's word. They were not faithful in giving God his portion, in setting priorities of their life. They were first, and then the Lord was later. They gave him what's left over. That was at that time sacrifices. With us, maybe we give the Lord what's left over of our time, or of our energy, or whatever the Lord has given us. When they were not faithful to the Lord in the life, God's word, they weren't faithful toward their family. They weren't faithful in dealing with one another. And here, a faithful servant, he is dealing faithfully with the people that are in the household. He is dealing faithfully with integrity with them, with honesty with them. It is important in the relationship that God had established. Husband and wife. Children and parents. All of these things God has established in the sphere of the Lordship of Christ. They are mentioned in as we are heavenly people walking here in the wilderness. These things should be characterized by faithfulness, and that faithfulness will be a reflection. It will be a strange thing to the world. We do not want it to adopt the way the world thinks in those kind of relationships, because it is characterized by unfaithfulness. But faithfulness should characterize every aspect of our life. My homework, my schoolwork, everything should be characterized by faithfulness in these last and closing days.
Isn't that what we have in verse 45?
Yes.
Bondman, who says in his heart, "My Lord delays to come," and he begins to mistreat his fellow workers, and his personal life turns into a mess. He turns into a drunkard. How many of us have known somebody who says they're a Christian and yet all they can do is talk bad about other believers? Or their personal life is just in the trash can. This is the bondman who says, my Lord delays to come. They're not looking for the coming of the Lord.
I was thinking too, as we look at this verse 45, that the teaching that I hold, and the teaching that you hold, will be the teaching that is displayed in your life.
Yeah.
This is why I think that we are so encouraged to be in the Word and to know the truth of God's Word. Because when there is error in doctrine, there will very shortly follow error in practice. And you've mentioned, look at the terrible results from one, and you say, well, it's just a little area. I know that my Lord is coming. I'm not denying that He's coming. I'm just denying that He's coming immediately. You say, well, that's just a hair. We're just splitting a hair. Well, it's not just a hair. And you can see the tremendous effect it has upon the servant. You've mentioned it, but I'll read him over again. He shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and to drink and to be drunken. All that starts when there is wrong teaching. That application.
How many Christians today don't believe in the pre-tribulation rapture? They go to mid-tribulation or post-tribulation. And what happens? They abuse their fellow servants. Their personal lives are a mess.
No, I just wanted to add to this that it really starts what we were brought in Malachi. Mm-hmm. When the person starts being unfaithful toward the things of God, it is so easy to be unfaithful toward the saints of God, mm-hmm. and toward your own family, toward every aspect of life. But I want to give an exhortation for the old and young alike. This man, he didn't feel that the Lord is coming now. And we lose sight, dear brethren, that in the sight of God, it's all God's timetable. It is not our timing. Oh, it's been 2,000 years. Well, it's been like 2 days in the sight of God. We have to be very careful. Our responsibility is to wait. But I just want to make an encouragement. This brother, if he was this man, he just lost the sense of the hope. So instead of getting along with the fellow servants, he started beating them up. Brethren, the encouragement for all of us, old and young alike, service for God is not competition.
That's right.
It is not competition. We have to learn that servicing God collectively and individually by one one, we complement one another. Mm-hmm. And that's what you were talking about, Emil. It is not only those that take a public ministry, public scene, and they minister and they bring a word before the saints of God. It is even those that labor behind the scene, and the service of that sister there, and the service of that brother there. It is all complement one another. It does not compete with one another. And brethren, we have to take this. If you see a young man in your local testimony, you bring him along. Let him compliment the assembly. It is not a matter of competition. And this man, he took a competition. He started beating him up. I am better than you guys. This is not for the servant of the Lord. The servant of the Lord does not strive. And he doesn't think highly of himself. He esteems others better than self.
The two types of bondmen we see here, of course, there are those which are faithful and wise, and there are those now who it says in his heart, the Lord delays. And the scripture says he starts to beat them. But can we make the application as to those who just sit back? Because so often we may not get to this this extent where I am. You know, disagreeing with the brethren or so forth. But I can be like the man who said, I just hid my talent. I didn't do anything with it. So often, isn't that where we are?
Yes.
Where I can go in, like say, I go to the meetings and I sit back. I don't have to worry because, and the Lord, we've been hearing it. Peter says, don't come to the slackness. We've been hearing it all this time, but the Lord may come. That's why it says right after that, it said, the Lord come when he doesn't expect it. And so often, that's the admonition, that one of the admonition we can look at as well. That it is not necessarily that I am, as you mentioned, John, but it is that I can just sit back and do not watch. And I am not wise in working and diligent for the things of the Lord.
There were no chairs in the tabernacle, were there?
Well, I like to think it's the balance between what Emil said a minute ago, of everybody not being a public lecturer or speaker, but everybody has the same attitude. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Now, regardless of what position we any of us take publicly, I believe if that's the attitude of our prayer and our heart, we'll find something to do. There will be an area where the Lord would use us to serve Him. And I think, again, what an encouragement to the sisters. Yeah. What an encouragement to young people. Am I my brother's keeper? Well, the world says I'm not. But we recognize that we are. I think of the role of sisters in a meeting like this today. Somebody would say, well, we just sit back and we listen. Well, I like to think that there's another role that we all play, that quietly we're praying, that what will come out in the meeting today will meet the needs of the saints. You see, there's something for us all to be doing all the time if we're faithful to Him.